Penguin Random House Audio presents Ghost Wanted by Carolyn Hart. Read for you by Anne-Marie Lee. Chapter 1. Bobby Mack and I don't spend every moment aboard our cabin cruiser Serendipity on jade green waters reminiscent of the Gulf. Heaven knows that where you wish to go, there you are. It might surprise you that a rough-and-tumble oil man like Bobby Mack knew his way around art museums on Earth. His tastes, and mine, were eclectic. From Gustav Vigeland's sculptures to Mary Cassatt's Breakfast in Bed. It was heavenly now to see one of our favorite artists at work. Sunlight dappled water lilies in the pond. Bobby Mack and I stretched on a blanket, quiet as stone cherubs, watching Claude at work on a new painting. A telegram sprouted in my hand. My eyes widened. I will admit to a thrill of excitement. I waggled the stiff yellow sheet at Bobby Mack. He gave me a thumbs up, as he always does. What a guy. We met in high school when he was a dark-haired, muscular senior, and I was a skinny, red-headed sophomore. We've been having fun ever since. I blew Bobby Mack a kiss and went at once to the Department of Good Intentions, arriving immediately. That's the beauty of heaven. Here can immediately be there. It's all in the spirit. Oh dear, you are already puzzled. Bobby Mack, sunlight-dappled pond, do I mean Giverny, Claude?